We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Moran, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'yesh lechaber inyan zeh im hamaisa shel yoyim hashishi. We can connect what we've learned so far to the story of the sixth day of the Sheva Brachas in the story of the seven Betlers. Me inyan zeh shehoya belo yodayim, pertaining to the Betler who appeared not to have hands, shehoyeloi koyach godol ma'oid biyodov. But then he revealed to the couple and to the people at the Sheva Brachas that it looks like I don't have hands. I have the most powerful hands in the world. I have the ability lohoitzi kol ha'asoro mine chitzim. I have the ability to extract, to remove, to retrieve all the 10 different kind of arrows that the evil king shot at the princess. Velichnois letoich kol ha'asoro choymois shalmayim. And I have the ability to go into all the 10 walls that are made of water in the castle, the water castle. Veleda kol hayud mine defikim. And I also know the secret of all the 10 different types of pulses. Ulenagein kol ha'asoro mine negina. And I know how to sing the 10 different types of song. Shaydeze humarapeyes habasmalka. It's through this knowledge, by knowing all of these things, this Betler said, I'm the one who's qualified to heal, to cure this basmalka. Shehu bechinas kneses Yisrael. The basmalka there symbolizes all of Klal Yisrael. Shekol echod nofal v'yorad ploem kemoishe yorad, whereby we know that each and every single Jew in Golus, now that we're in Golus, has fallen incredibly to where all of us have fallen to. Shekol zehim bechinas asora mine chitzmanal. That's related to the 10 different poisonous arrows that the wicked king has shot at the princess. That refers to all the arrows that our Yetzirah has shot at us. The Yetzirah shoots all of his different bullets, all his different Tivus Rois and Midos Rois and everything at each and every one of us. Shenim shechu al yedei avoinois Yisroel, which come about through our sins. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, ki chitzecho nichasubi. Your arrows have entered into me, are resting in me. Bechinas kematoro lachetz. As the Pasuk says, I believe this is in Eicha, one of those places where it says that I was like a target for arrows, you know, for archery. I was like that Klal Yisrael in Golus are like an archery target. Everybody's taking shots. Look at what's going on today, right? Whoever thought it could get to such a point. We had this 10 years ago, whenever it was the Gulf War, where it was possible within civilized world to have a country, Iraq, Yamach Shemom Vezichrom, shooting 39 Scud missiles into a country, not at the army targets, civilized, at Tel Aviv, wherever they're shooting, period. And today you have it every minute. Animals, worse than animals, shooting rockets, every kind, every assorted thing at civilians, you know, no targets, civilian targets or no targets, taking shooting practice. V'chol harefuah shehu al yedei hatshuva hu rak al yedei aderech hanal. And the cure for Klal Yisrael, the cure for this princess is through tshuva. And tshuva is only through the path that we've described here, Rabbeinu Zal says. Shehu bechinas bereishis maimar sosun sheboi kolul hakol, which means it involves tapping into that first statement of creation, Bereishis bara elokim ha'shamayim ve'ha'aretz, which is called Maimar Sosum, the hidden statement, because there's no Vayomer there. By the other places, it says Vayomer elokim yehi or, Vayomer elokim yehi rokia, Vayomer. Here it doesn't say any Vayomer. This statement corresponds to the Keser, the crown of Hashem, which is the highest light. It's the highest level of kindness by Hashem. Sheboi kol hakol, where in that maimar is included all 10 statements of creation. Ki kol ha'asora mamorois klulim bebereishis maimar sosum kemuvan sham b'Torah, because all 10 statements of creation are included in that first one, which is bereishis, called the hidden statement. Ki kol habechinois shemaskir shom heim asora asora. Now Rav Nosson says, if you look at that story in Sipurim Isis, on that sixth day, you see each one of the things he's mentioning is 10. Asor min echitzim, 10 types of arrows, shetzrichim loitzim, which we have to try to remove, vasor choymois shalmayim, and the princess ran into a fortress which had 10 walls made out of water, shenas nalideat stoka, shel habal koyach kanal, whereby those walls, those protective walls, are created through a person who has great power through tzedakah, through charity, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there. Vasor mine tfikim, and the 10 types of pulses. Vasor mine regin, and the 10 types of song. V'chulam klulim bebereshis maimar sosim. All of these, all 10 of all of these different things we mentioned, are all included in that first statement of bereshis, maimar sosim. Shemishom nimshochim kol ha'asora mamoris. It's from that first statement that come forth all 10 statements, shebohem nivroilam, with which the world was created. Aval shom bebechinas bereshis, hakol sosum venela moid. However, within that first line in the Torah, within that first statement, everything is very hidden. You don't see what it's all about on the surface. Shemigoidel ha'alamosoi vastarosoi, and it's because of the fact that the holiness there is so hidden, yoinkim mishom daiko kol mekoimos hachitzoinim. All these, the sitra achra, and all the forces of tuma, and all the klipois, receive their light, their energy from there, from this hidden, hidden, hidden light. Shemehem kol asor min echitzim, which they are the source of these 10 poisonous arrows, shenizrakul bechinas habas malka, which have been shot into the princess, shehi bechinas knesses Yisroel. She represents the Shechina, klolius nafshois Yisroel, which is a composite of all the souls of Klal Yisroel. I mentioned this recently, but I don't think we put it on tape. It's worth putting on tape. I heard this from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, that in the Sifrei Kabbalah, they tell us, we know that the neshamos of Klal Yisrael, Klolius Nefoshes Yisrael, is 600,000. 600,000 Jewish souls. Even though we know, for example, today there's 15 million Jews, those 15 million Jews could be sharing 10,000 souls. Could be that 590,000 of these 600,000 are up in Gan Eden already, are completed. And the remaining 10,000 are split up among 15 million Jews, broken up. Each person doesn't even have a complete soul necessarily. A husband and wife share one neshama, you know, all kinds of different cheshbonos that the Arizal explains and describes. So now, there's a pasuk. We know that the title of the Jewish nation is Yisroel, Bnei Yisroel. Yisroel is Rosh Tevois Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisiois La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to these 600,000 neshamos. Now, when we talk about the Shech, we know that in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, Aleph is one, Aleph is 1,000. They're both spelled the same way. The word Aleph, you write Aleph Lamed Pei, and Aleph is 1,000. And in fact, there's a posuk that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring. Echo Yerdoif Echod Elef. That how could it be that one will be able to chase 1,000? In other words, there are times that one is like 1,000. So now we have this term Shechina that we use very often, which means the spirit of Hashem, the Kovod of Hashem. So the word Shechina, the Arizal says, when you write it bemilui, when you write each letter as a word, Shin is spelled Shin Yud Nun, Chaf is spelled Chaf Pei. Nun is spelled Nun Vav Nun, and so on, is Bigimatria Tof Reish Aleph, 601. 601 is like 600,000, because we said Aleph Aleph, it's the same thing. This is one of the ways that we see that the Shekhinah is a composite of the 600,000 neshamos of Klal Yisrael, as Rav Nosson Zal writes here. The Basmalka, Shibchinas Knesses Yisrael, that's a term that's used very often in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Shekhinah is called Knesses Yisrael, and it's also Klolius Nafshois Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim where it describes the throne of Hashem, and it says, Merkovoi Argamon, the chariot of Hashem is purple, Toichoi rotsuf ahava. The inside of it is lined with love, with whiteness, with sweet love. The Arizal says the first letters of Toichoi, Rotsuf, Avo are Tof Reish Aleph. Again, that gematria of the word Shechina b'miluoi, showing that that's the Shechina. The Shechina is all the neshamos of Klal Yisrael. Sha'al yedei avonai seyem, back inside. Sha'idei avonai seyem, shenem shoch maidei achitza etzoinim, b'chinas mekamas hatonofim, whereby, as a result of our sins, which are caused by these chitzoinim, by these outside forces, the sitrachra, the satan, the yetzahara, and all of his associates, b'chinas mekoymois hametunofim, which are all included under this title of filthy places. Nimshochim kol hachitzim. From there come all of these arrows that are being shot at Klal Yisrael, the spiritual arrows and the physical arrows. Ve'ikor harefuah al yedei zeh shehoy eloi koyach kozeh biyodov. And the main refuah for this bas melech, for Klal Yisrael, is through that tzaddik who had the power in his hands, at shehoy yochel lahoitzi kol hachitzim, whereby he has the power to retrieve, to pull out all of those arrows, ve'ikor koychoy lahoitziom hual yedei bereishis hamayim arsosim biatzmoy. And his main ability to do this comes from Bereshis, from that Maimar Sosum, Kimishom Yinikosum, because that's where these forces at a Sitrachra draw their energy from, Umishom Hachnosum, and therefore that's where you're able to be Machnia them, at their source. Alidei Shemachnis Benafshois Yisroel Levakesh Ulechapes Ayekonal, by this tzaddik having the ability to teach Klal Yisrael this secret of Aye, to search for Hashem, that when you feel lost completely, when you feel that you don't see Hashem whatsoever where you are, that you have to cry out, Aye, where are you, Hashem? And now Rav Nosson says, if you look at the story there, this is exactly tied into what it says over there, shehispoer, that the Betler prided himself in saying, that he has this special power in his hands, so that even when he shoots an arrow, he has the ability to bring it back. Now, Rav Nosson Zal is going to ask a question on this. V'lechoyra kosher. One second, there's a problem here. If you tell me somebody else shot the arrow and he has the ability to take it out, okay. But if he's shooting an arrow and he's going to pull it out, why shoot it in the first place? Why should he shoot the arrow and then pride himself that he can pull it back? Better he shouldn't shoot the arrow at all. What's going on here? Who's shooting here? The good guy or the bad guy? Ach, Rav Nosson Zal says, now based on what we just said, you can understand it. Husoid Maimar Sosum. This is the secret of this place called Bereshis, Maimar Sosum, that we spoke about. Shemishom Yenikas Hachitzoinim. That on one hand, because it's so hidden a Kedusha, Hashem doesn't let, wherever the Kedusha is revealed, wherever Hashem's presence is obvious, the Sitrachra can't draw any energy from there. It's only where Hashem's presence is hidden, even though Hashem is there, but Hashem's presence is very hidden, there the Sitrachra has the ability to draw energy from there, to draw koyach from there. So now, on one hand, we're being told that this madrega called Keser, this Maimar Sosum, represents so high a level of light that it's called, it's secrets, Sisrei Torah. It's like the secrets of the Torah which have to be kept hidden. A secret is something you don't tell, or you certainly don't tell it to everyone. You keep it to as few people as possible know about it, otherwise it's not a secret. So that's this Sisrei Torah, that's this Maimar Sosum, that's this Keser, this highest level light of Hashem, which has to be very, very hidden. And that's where the Sitrachra has a Yanika from. That's where they receive their Shefa from, on one hand. Shemisham Yanikas Hachitzoinim, Shemehem Kol Hachitzim. So that's where the Sitrachra draws its energy. This Sitrachra that's shooting arrows at us, that's shooting all of these arrows. V'zehu hechrich godol lekiyum hoylam. But a person would say, why? Hashem loves the Yidden. Why did Hashem create these bad guys in the first place with their arrows, with all of this? Why? Rav Nosanel says, V'zehu hechrich godol lekiyum hoylam. We know that this must exist in order for the world to be able to exist. Shemiskayim al yidei sheyesh bechira daika. Because we know that this physical world that we're living in is based on one word, Bechira. The fact that Hashem wanted there to be something here that's not found anywhere else in the creation, not by the Malachim, not by anybody. This concept of Bechira, free choice. Ukemuva b'mokam achra, as we explain in other places. Alkain, therefore, his spoiler, this Betler, prided himself and praised himself, saying, Shezoyrek chetz umachzira. I shoot an arrow, and I have the ability to retrieve it. Meaning, ki mehamaymar sosum hanal, shemisham kol hachitzim, shem koichos hasitrachro vachitzoinim. What he was explaining was that from this same source, this maymar sosum, which on one hand, that's where the sitrachro draws its energy from, its yonika from, umisham daiko kol hachnosam. The tzaddik, the highest level tzaddik, who has the ability to go up to there, to the keser, he has the ability to turn off their faucet from there, or to destroy them from there, to be machnia them from going up to their source, to their place of origin. Ki al yedei hamaymar sosum hanal daiko. It's by the tzaddik going up to that place, that maimar sosum, that's how he's able to retrieve those arrows, to pull out those arrows. And the Betler, who seemed not to have any hands, he was the one who knew this secret. That's why he prided himself, saying, I know how to shoot the arrows, and I know how to pull them back. Meaning, not that he shoots them literally. I know the source. I know where they get their energy to shoot those arrows, and therefore I know how to be able to take them out. Ki kol ze kolol bebechinas bereishis, maimar sosum. Because all of this is included in bereishis, that hidden statement. Shemishom yenikas hachitzoinim. That's the place where the chitzoinim, the outside forces, have their connection to the Kedusha, migoidel ha'alomosoi, because of the fact that it's so hidden, it's so covered up, it's so well protected. So over there, Hashem can make sure that they draw just what they need to live. Shezeu bechinas zrikas chitzim, and they're the ones who are shooting all of these arrows. Umishom choizren umoitzien oisam. And it's from there, if a person can go up to there, from that control center, there they have the ability to push the right button to get those arrows back, to retrieve those arrows. Ki ikar hatshuva al yedei habakosho v'achipus ayeh. Because the real tshuva, the real hatzloch and tshuva, is dependent on this search. For the person searching, begging Hashem, ayeh mekoyim kevoyde, Hashem, show me, where are you? Show me how to correct everything I need to correct. Show me how to get out of this mess that I'm in. And show me how to get to you, how to get close to your tzaddikim. Shaydeze choizrim umoitziim achitzim. That's how a person goes back and retrieves all of those arrows. Sheim bechinas hapegomim shepogmo bashchina. Those arrows represent all the mistakes that the person made, all the averos that he did, where he was poigim in the shchina al yedei ha'avoinos, through sins. V'chein kol ha'yud choymoy shalmayim v'yud minei tfikim v'yud minei negina. And so too, those 10 walls of water and the 10 pulses and the 10 types of song are all included in that bereshis, which is a composite of everything. This is why we can understand that one of the holiest, if not the holiest, sefer in existence is the Tikkuni Zohar, whereby Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal and his son Rabbi Elazar, during the 13 years that they were in the cave, they were hidden. They were hidden away from sight. They were hidden from civilization, cut off completely from civilization. They existed on Buktzer, you know, a charuven tree and a well of water that Hashem made by miracle grow there. And in those years, The Zohar Kodesh says Elyonovi came to visit them, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tikkun Zohar begins describing how this Sefer is being composed. Who were the guest speaker? Who were the guests, what do they call that when a surprise guests? What do they call when somebody shows up, all the Malachim and all the Tzadikim of the past, different Tzadikim of the past who came and included their words in the Tikkuni Zohar, in the revelation of these 70 chapters explaining Bereishis, Bara Elokim, Eseh Shamayim Ve'Eretz, and showing how the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichtav, all the different levels of Torah are included in that first statement, that first pasuk, Bereishis. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about in Sichas Aran, he speaks about this Sefer Tikkuni Zohar and how awesome it is, how all the everything is in that. We should be zocha to respect it and to believe in it and to have the privilege of learning it. We're just about this week, we're going to be finishing Adar Rishon, going into Adar Sheni. Thursday is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Kotan. Rosh Chodesh is Friday and Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, headed towards Purim. Purim is all of this. Purim is Haman HaRosha, Amalek. Haman, Amalek, and Ahasuerus getting together to shoot all of their arrows at Klal Yisrael. And they captured the princess, and the princess was there. Esther Amalka was taken captive behind enemy lines. All of it is related to this. And the fact that in the Megillah, we mentioned this in the past, that the Megillah, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, that everything, the whole Yiddishkeit steps aside for Megillah Esther. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, mevatlin nothing. All mitzvahs are secondary compared to Mikra Megillah. A person would say, what kind of ridiculous thing? The Megillah is a joke. The Chas Hashem person would say, you can take the Megillah into a bathroom. It doesn't have Hashem's name. There's no mention of Hashem in the Megillah. There's not one person. The Megillah is Maimar Sosam. You don't see in any obvious way. You don't see the miracles in an obvious way. And it's one big miracle from beginning to end. It's Hashem hiding himself in the Teva, making it seem as if it's a story time. And it's unbelievable how we see again how Haman and his 10 sons, who symbolize the 10 crowns of the Sitra Achra, all got knocked out completely, all got shut down completely, and everything was retrieved. Ahasuerus shot an arrow, he sent out messages, kill all the Jews, and then he pulled it back. And again, they wanted to destroy all the Yidden. Not only didn't they destroy all the Yidden, but thousands of non-Jews came and joined Klal Yisrael. Verabim me'ame ha'oretz misyahadim ki nofal pachad Mordechai aleim, the Pasuk says. So there's a lot, there's so much in Breslov Torah, there's mountains and mountains about Purim, possibly more than on any other holiday, just about. And one of the things that's mentioned is that it says, one of the psukim in the Megillah is, Vayehav ha'melech es Esther mikol anoshim, that when he made the beauty pageant, and he had them bring hundreds, thousands of girls, that the one who won in the end was Esther Hamalka. So in Breslov, the tzaddikim in Breslov used to say, we know that women symbolize tefillah. There's a pasuk, Isha Yiras Hashem hi titalal. Tehillah, tefillah, that's the woman. So Noshim represents tefillah. Out of all the different tefillahs, which one does Hashem love more than all the other tefillahs? Which is the tefillah that has the ability to reach up to the highest, highest place possible and accomplish what we're talking about here? His Hispoidedus. That tefillah where a person goes into seclusion, hidden, private. Nobody knows, nobody sees. He goes away from mankind. He's in a place alone with Hashem, one-on-one with Hashem. That's the posuk, Vayehav HaMelech Es Esther Mikol Anoshim. Hashem liked the Esther, the tefillah b'seser, more than all the other different kinds of tefillahs. Just like we find even in the regular tefillah, in Shachris, for example, where the Sifrei Kabbalah explain how we start from Karbonos and go to Psukei Dezimra and go to Kriya Shema Berchaseh and we go up to Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei is the top. In Karbonos, we're in the Olam HaAsiyah. In Psukei Dezimra, we're in the Olam HaYetzira. In Birchas Kriyashma, we're in the Olam HaBriya, the throne of Hashem. And in Shmon Esrei, we're on the top floor, the Olam HaAtzilus, it's called. A person takes the three steps back, and then he's leaving all physicality. And when he takes those three steps forward, he's walking into the throne room of Hashem, Mamish Kav Yochel, Atzilus. Again, that's why Shmoneh Esrei is shh, complete silence. No noise, hidden. This Seser, this Maimar Sosam, this secret of this Keser. And that's why also on Yom Kippur, at the end of the Musaf service on Yom Kippur, one of the highlights, you know, in the Shmoneh Esrei is there, where we sing, there's a chapter there, where we each line finishes, Mare Kohen, that where we describe what the Kohen looked like when the Kohen came out of the Kodesh HaKodoshim, out of the whole, one day a year, on the 10th day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, which is the Keser. That's when we say Keser and all the Tfilos. There was one Jew, the Kohen Gadol, who went into the Holy of Holies, Mamish, the top of the top. And there he was Mechaper on all the sins of all of Klal Yisrael. So it describes there that when he came out, what he looked like, how the Kohen Gadol looked. And there's a whole beautiful song with like 15 stanzas. So one of the stanzas there says, Keyoshev beseser lechalois pnei melech, like a person who's sitting in a hidden place to plead with Hashem, Mare Kohen. That's what the Kohen looked like when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in Breslov, they explained that, again, what does this mean? A person is sitting in a hidden place? A Jew having his spoidedus, a Jew fulfilling this top Eitzah of having private time alone with Hashem, Yoshev beseser lechalois pnei melech, that's Mare Kohen. That's, you know what level he's tapping into? He's tapping into Aye Mekoyim Kivoidoi. He's like the Kohen Gadol. He taps into that level that the Kohen Gadol was on when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now again, this isn't the Siddur. This isn't Shmarit. This isn't my words. This is what every single Yid says on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I believe both times. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know, Mare Kohen, describing what the Kohen looked like when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That he looked like a Jew having his spoidedus. He looked like a Breslov, a chosid looks when he's zeichet to follow the advice of this betler, of the tzaddik, who seemed not to have hands, and he had the best hands. We know what are hands. Hands are tefillah. Vayihi yodov emunah, it says. When Moshe Rabbeinu was doing battle against Amalek, it says he had his hands lifted up in emunah. The Targum says, prison bitzloi. His hands were outstretched in tefillah to Hashem. To know what we're talking about, what level we're talking about, when a Jew is zechut to fulfill this highest etzah of giving himself this privilege, this luxury of taking a few minutes a day, or Rabbeinu Zal said to try to reach the level of an hour a day, where you're one-on-one with Hashem, alone, completely alone with Hashem.